And we thought we'd start with this, which is the new one from the Rolling Stones. Chaos today, I think. The new single from the Rolling Stones, which you've doubtless heard before and will doubtless hear again. That's called Honky Tonk Women. And I've got to get organised on these beginnings because the last 2 weeks I made the most incredible mess of it. And the reason is because between 1 minute two and the hour, I'm listening to see whether Alan Freeman can get everything in, because I never believe he's going to make it. And he always does, you see. That's my excuse anyway. And these are Led Zeppelin, who played very excellently at the amazing festival in Bath yesterday, about which more later on. And this is rather curiously called What Is a What Should Never Be, or something. Led Zeppelin, anyway.
And if I say to you tomorrow, take my hand, child, come with me to a castle, I will take you. But what's to be, they say, what fun it all would be, yeah. The what's to stop us, pretty baby,
but what is and what should never be.
Can't figure out that title. It's called What Is or What Should Never Be, and those were Led Zeppelin, of course. And I hope that you managed to get to the Bath Blues Festival. I know there are a great number of people who were there, and they're hoping to do another one next year. And it's really a very, very nice afternoon and evening, and although a little chaotic at times, and it meant that a couple of groups couldn't play. Clouds, I don't think, got to play, and Principal Edward's Magic Theatre didn't have time to play, which was a bit unfortunate, but there you are. Perhaps they will next year. And while I'm talking about things like that, somebody mentioned to me yesterday that they would see me this evening in Manchester, because there are apparently posters up saying that a number of people are appearing there and I'm supposed to be comparing something, which is totally unknown to me, so it's not my fault that I'm not there, in case you were wondering. About 18 months ago, a year ago, we were playing an LP called Playback by the Apple Tree Theatre, and it's finally been released in this country. And this track is called The Sorry State of Staying Awake, which is very strange and gives you a vague idea of what American radio sounds like. It's quite accurate, actually.
Thanks. Voyage, where do we go from here, Voyage?
Just see, hang on a second, I gotta find us on the map here. These darn maps are always so complicated. I see you take 15A south to the Will Rogers Turnpike. And I'll just leave this here. You can wake me when we get to Cloma City.
Voyage, you going to sleep now?
Yeah.
Voyage, is it all right if I turn the radio on?
I've been spending too much money at the county fair. Buying liquor for my friends and all the women there.
This is
Variety of postage stamps in Moscow today.
Washington, D.C.
The Secretary of Defense held a press conference today and stated that it was vital for every American to know that.
It was a big news.
Rolling on. Women there look pretty. And the music goes till dawn. Any time, a night or day.
Oh, it said too loud for you.
Time can be found. But something deep inside this heart of mine says, stick around.
Serenade, presenting the wonderful strings of Monto.
Here it is, kids, the number one sound in Soul Town. Socking it on you with Soul Jimmy.
I'm a real loud wire. And this is wire. Come on, saddle up, baby. Let's get higher.
Acne and pimples.
What's all that noise?
Dig around.
I want this again.
Well, I poker games.
Well, there you go. That's the Appletree Theatre from the LP Playback and the Sorrow State of Staying Awake, an LP that you should try and listen to, actually. Some very good stuff on there. These are the Pentangle, and their first number this evening is called Bruton Town.
Young man's life. the heavy side bears a crown. The only love that she admired lay in the ditch where he was thrown.
Pentangle and Bruton Town. We should ideally, of course, play each Pentangle thing through five times because there's so much going on, you should try to concentrate on each one of them each time. But we don't have enough time to do that. These are Free and a new single from them, which is called I'll Be Creeping. That's Free, and it's called I'll Be Creeping, with Mr. Rogers sounding not unlike Rod Stewart, in fact, on that. Very good record. I never really quite understood why the Idle Race have never been entirely successful, because Jeff Lynne writes very, very good songs, and this is one of them. It's called Sea of Dreams.
Why do I keep them? Well, my
the sea of dreams for Idle Race. I don't know what I'm doing indoors on an evening like this. It's very frustrating. You should be out. It's pretty we can't do the programme live from Hyde Park or from a communal bathing costume somewhere off the coast of Devon or something like that, because it's very bad to have to sit indoors and miss out on all the sunshine things. Anyway, this next thing is for everybody who was at the festival in Bath, which really was, as I say, very successful indeed. And there were many good things with the Nice, with a detachment of bagpipe people, and John Mayall's new band, which was very, very fine, Bloodwind Pig. In fact, everybody played very well indeed, and there wasn't a single bad moment during the whole thing. So for everybody who was there, Savoy Brown's blues band, and this was a single which should have been more successful, it's called Train to Nowhere. much an underrated band, the Savoy Brown Blues Band, and Train to Nowhere, and it's 7:30 on Radio 1, time for the news.
In
comes Led Zeppelin, and a song called A Whole Lot of Love.
Give you my love.
those West Bromwich Blues. You've got to be putting me on, Our Plant. One of the good guys. That's Led Zeppelin there, and A Whole Lot of Love. And it was nice to hear that news story, going along with what I said earlier, that the thing in Bath was just a joyful celebration of good music and good people, which it was. And I hope there are many more of them. There will be, actually. And I'll be telling you a bit later on about an incredible one coming up in the borough of Lewisham. Anyway, here's Billy Preston and a record that you should try to hear several times because it grows on you, you see, in the time-honored tradition. And it's called That's the Way God Planned It.
Why can't we be humble like the good Lord say? To exalt us, but low is the way. How men be so greedy when there's so much left? All things are God-given, and they all have been blessed. That's the way God planned it. That's the way God wants it to be. Let mourning, sobbing cease. Learn to help one another and live in perfect peace. If we just be humble, like the good Lord say, yeah. He promised to exalt us, but love is the way. That's the way God planned it. That's the way God wants it to be.
That's really a bit of a treat, actually. Billy Preston, and That's the Way God Planned It. Worth, I think, looking up his earlier LPs for another label, in fact, to see what they were like, because I never heard them. And I hope that his present company record an LP with him very soon, because it's, the other side of that's good as well. The next number from the Pentangle, and this time it's I Got a Feeling.
You know I
Pentangle, and I Got a Feeling. Those people who heard the two earlier records by the Misunderstood, I Can Take You to the Sun, Children of the Sun, have probably noticed that a group, the Misunderstood, are currently going around the country doing gigs and things, and are featuring Glenn Campbell, who's the original Sun guitarist on the earlier records. And it's a different group, except for him. And when Glenn came back to England, his record company, Rush, released a single, which wasn't terribly good, and there's now a second one available, which is much better. And this one's called Never Had a Girl. It has some very nice guitar playing on it. So, The Misunderstood.
Resist it now, 'cause
misunderstood and never had a girl like you before, I think it's called, which is written by Glenn Fernando Campbell, as he's now called, and Steve Hoard, who's the group singer, and used to work with another band in Riverside County, California, so you full of information. And in all this talk of festivals and all these amazing musical things that are happening, and this is, next week is going to be a very fine week, musically too, festivals and rejoicings all over the country. All the groups get praised, and the people who go to them get praised for being tranquil and enjoying themselves without resorting to the old British tradition of duffing one another up in celebration. And overlooked by virtually everyone are the people who do a considerable amount of the work and make sure that everything goes fairly smoothly, who are the group's road managers. So this is for all roadies, with thanks, and it's the Idle Race, and please, no more sad songs. Jeff Lynne song from the Idle Race. That one's called Please No More Sad Songs, and it's time for our weekly dose of Captain Beefheart coming at you fast and bulbous, and this is from the LP Trout Mask Replica, and it has the curious title of Neon Meat with an E, Dream of a Octofish. So judge for yourselves.
Lucid tentacles test in sleeve, in join.
It does sound infinitely better at the right speed, actually. I think I'll have to get that all right. Bound to happen from time to time. Back we go to the beginning. Nothing if not professional, this show. I think you'll agree. Anyway, here we go.
Lucid tentacles test in sleeve, in join, in jointed jade, pointed diamond back patterns. Neon meat dream of a octopish. Artifact on rose petals, in flesh petals and pots. Fact in feast, in tubes, tubs, bulbs, ingest, incest, ingest, ingest, in feast, incest. In specks, in speckled, speckled, speckled speculation. Bedlocks waddling feast. Arcade faces frenzy. Ceramic fists, artificial decease. In cysts, rancid buds burst. Dank drum in dung dust. Meat rose in hairs, meaty. Meat rose in hairs, meaty. Dream, wet meat, limp, damp rose, peeled in felt, fields in belts, impaled on in daemon, mucus mules, twat, trot, tra-la, 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 tra-la. Whalebone, fields in belts, whalebone farmhouse, cavorts girdled in ladders alight. Cavorts girdled in ladders alight, a dipped amidst, squirming serum in semen, in syrup, in semen, in serum, stirruped in syrup. Neon meat dream of a octopus.
Strange images in that one, including things like whalebone farmhouses and so forth. Captain Beefheart, anyway, from the LP Trout Mask Replica, and we've still got about 20 more tracks of that to play one time or another. That one was called Neon Meat Dream of a Octofish. And in case you were thinking that all the good musical festivals and so forth were taking part in the South, that isn't so at all, because there's a good thing coming up in Yorkshire all of next week. The Regional College of Art of Bradford has an all-week festival in Selby with discotheques and fireworks and carnivals and what did I write there? I read my writing. And children's fancy dress things and all manner of excitements. And there's a dance also with the Floyd and Coliseum and Heir Apparent, and looks like being very nice. Anyway, there you are. Savoy Brown again with the blues band, and this is Ringing His Nose.
Smiling woman and a